A little girl who lived on a farm was given a pet sheep to raise for her own. Her parents were pleased with the way she took to the task, feeding and watering the sheep and tending to its thick, rippling wool. One thing they couldn't understand, though, and so they asked their little girl, "Why did you choose the name Shirley for your sheep?" And she said, "Oh, I named her after one of those three sheep in the Bible that are always chasing after God." Well, seeing the puzzled looks on the faces of her parents, the little girl said, "You know the part where it says, 'The Lord is my shepherd,' and then says, 'Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.'" I know, it's really bad, bad dad joke. It's an old one, too. I got your attention, right? Sometimes we hear the words of the psalm so many times we just kind of read over them and through them and don't really look at the truth that's there in the words. They're so familiar that sometimes we miss the meaning, but I have to also say that there's something good about familiarity. I think often that brings us comfort and security. It can be an anchor that holds us steady in the midst of a storm, and that is so true with the 23rd Psalm. The words are very familiar, at least the rhythm of them. We hear them in church and at funerals. I often use them when I'm visiting with someone in the hospital or nursing home. And I've had this happen more than once where I've been visiting with someone who has been suffered a stroke or some other kind of impairment where they can't speak or communicate or carry on a conversation. And yet when I sit down and hold their hand and start saying the words of the 23rd Psalm, they read it back with me. It's so ingrained in people's hearts that even in a time when they cannot speak or talk, they can mouth or recite the words along with me. And that the first time that happened, it was just a stunning experience to me of how important it is for us to know the words of Scripture and certain parts of it so well. It's so ingrained in our heart. That it's there for us as an anchor when we need it. Well, the words of this psalm are beautiful, and when you hear it in the King James Version, as I said it, you just hear beautiful poetry and images of still waters and valleys of shadows and bountiful tables, and it's a beautiful poetic poem. But it speaks of a much deeper truth that often gets overlooked if we just say the words and fail to look at the meaning below. The Lord is my shepherd, written by the psalmist, and we generally believe that it was David who wrote this psalm. David, who was first of all a shepherd boy, who then became a king. David, who knew what it was to keep watch over his flocks by night as well as during the day. The Lord is my shepherd, David wrote, and I can imagine that young shepherd boy sitting out in the field with his flock, his poetic mind at work. He wrote many of the Psalms and had a beautiful voice and trying to put into words the images of God. I can see him sitting there looking out over his flock and the love that he felt for them and the care he gave and thinking, that's what God is like a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, calling the Lord our shepherd implies one thing for sure, because if God is the shepherd, if God is our shepherd, what does that make all the rest of us, the sheep? Who in their right mind wants to be thought of as a sheep, you know? I mean, face it, being called a sheep in this day and age smacks of an insult, actually. Sheep are affectionate, gentle creatures, but they're defenseless and stupid, with an odor only another shepherd or sheep could really appreciate. You know, it's really not a very pretty image to be referred to as sheep. And so you have to wonder, well, is this what God thinks of us, that we're just a flock of silly, senseless creatures? We have to remember that David was writing this psalm to people who understood working out in the fields, watching their flocks, where today we work in a society where most of us spend our working hours indoors or behind a desk or in front of a computer screen. And Few, if any of us, really think about sheep, unless it's maybe to pick a particular cut of meat at the grocery store, or maybe when you're out buying that warm woolly sweater for Aunt Martha at Christmas time, you think, hey, this is wool. You might think about sheep. But if you look at them through a shepherd's eyes, especially a shepherd like David, whose very existence and his family's existence depended on sheep, long before David was gained his fame as a giant slayer and a lady killer, his life depended upon the sheep that flourished under his watchful eye. In those days, the 23rd Psalm was written, sheep were more than just cute, fluffy little creatures, all the time, who wound up as the main character in a lot of nursery rhymes. There are a lot of sheep in nursery rhymes. When this psalm was written, sheep represented the chief wealth as well as the total livelihood of many, many people. They provided food to eat and milk to drink, but also wool to weave for cloth and blankets and hides for tent coverings and coats. They were used as offerings for religious sacrifice, not an image I want to think of when I think of myself as a sheep, but they were used for sacrifice, and they were used as a medium for exchange, for bartering. So sheep, in other words, were the wealth, they were the money of that time and place. They were valued very highly, cared for very tenderly, and of utmost importance. It's still this way in a lot of countries around the world, and even in some parts of our own. The sheep are worth money. They are valued. They are important. And when you think of sheep of that way, it paints a very different picture from the one where sheep are portrayed as a bunch of idiotic wool gatherers. The Lord is my shepherd, that phrase just implies that such is the way that God looks at us. That we are valued, we are of worth, we are cherished, we are important, we are loved. And isn't that really what we all want and need, to know there's someone out there who values us as individuals, not just because of the talents we have, but even more so, we are loved despite the faults and failures that we have as people. So to have someone think of us as important in a world where often we're just our social security number or a faceless body in the crowd, to have someone love us unconditionally and without reservation or reluctance, that's what it means when we read, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord loves us the way we all long to be loved. Now there's another side to being the sheep shepherd metaphor. To call the Lord our shepherd implies that we trust God to watch over us. We trust God to lead us. We trust God to refresh our spirit. And yes, we trust God to walk with us through those valleys of shadows. Trust isn't such an easy thing for us to feel or to have in a world where trust is often broken, or we're taught to distrust what other people might do or say, and to watch out for strangers, to be skeptical of the unknown, to never really reveal ourselves because someone might reject us or ridicule us. Learning to trust, even to trust God, is one of the toughest things that we're called to do as Christian people. To trust that God will take care of us, God will lead us, and that God loves us. The Lord is our shepherd, our caretaker, our life. The Lord is our shepherd in whom we trust. During World War I, a group of Turkish soldiers tried to steal a flock of sheep from a hillside near Jerusalem. It was at night, and the shepherd was awakened from his sleep, and he looked up just in time to see his flock being driven up the other side of a deep ravine. And he knew there was no way that he on his own could run after and recapture his flock, so he did what he did every day. He cupped his hands to his mouth, and he gave a strange kind of a call, which I'm not even going to try to replicate. He called out to his sheep, And hearing that familiar sound, the sheep stopped, and they stopped running, and they listened. And he called out again, and the sheep turned and raced back down that ravine, over up the other side to where the shepherds stood waiting for them. And the soldiers knew there was no way they could ever catch those sheep. And while they watched, the shepherd hurried them off to a place of safety. The Lord is our shepherd who calls out to us, who cares for us and brings us home safely. The Lord is our shepherd who values us and loves us even when we're bumbling sheep. We're also beautiful in God's sight. But we have to listen for the call of the shepherd, and we have to spend enough time in the presence of the shepherd that we will recognize his voice when he calls to us. The Lord is our shepherd. What more do we want? God gives peace to our restless hearts and stills our troubled spirits. God brings us through the darkest valleys and steadies our trembling fears. God prepares a table before us and invites us to come and sit, to join hands and hearts in thanksgiving for the shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Surely we shall dwell in the light of God's presence forever when Christ's love finds a home within our own. Pray with me. Lord, we are the sheep, and you are the shepherd. You are the one who guides and leads and cares for us, who loves us beyond our imagining or understanding. And we are the sheep who rest in your presence, who trust you to lead and guide us, who look to you for comfort. Lord, lead us beside the still waters and give rest to our soul as we learn again and again what it means to be your glad and faithful people. For all these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and let God the shepherd hear his flock say, Amen.